You know what they say, four wheels move the body, but two wheels move the soul.
Poetry, mate.
But don't think my motorcycle or my soul will be moving anytime soon. Got a flat tire.
Ah, that's all right. You ride with Geico Motorcycle Insurance and got their 24/7 emergency roadside service. They'll get you back on the road.
Ah, beautiful saying. You come up with that?
It's not a saying. It's a Geico motorcycle policy.
Tomato, tomato.
It feels good to ride with help. It feels good to Geico. Emergency roadside service is optional coverage.
In the dark, I fed my dream. Fertile fortune flows like sweet springs. I'm the daddy with the know-how seed. Creating the world like it's meant to be. I'm a culture B-I-O-V. I'm the king. Back to love in everything. Bring a change, making it last. Join the purple rock culture.
Welcome to episode 64 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where Pimp stands for Permaculture is my passion. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and sometimes prostitutes. All right. Well, man, I'm just barely getting in the studio in time. Out there busting it up. William could test. I was getting in here under a minute. So I'm ready to rock and roll. How you doing, son?
Oh, pretty good. Are you guys staying nice and cool over there?
Or is not it at all? Not at all, man. I'll come to that in a minute. Remind me to tell you what Dane Wigington told me. It's a little bit crazy. So Sovereign Health Summit, y'all. That's who sponsors this show. It's going to be October 27th through the 31st. What are y'all waiting for? Get your tickets over there. TPC, Tango, Papa Charlie will get you 5% off whether you want to be there live or whether you want to be there virtually. We have options for both. So Sovereign Health Summit, Barbara O'Neill is going to be the headliner there. But y'all, we got, like William said before, we got so many heads. Every single one of the people we're bringing there are headliners, and we're adding more to it. So go check it out, Sovereign Health Summit. Okay, EMP Shield, y'all. $50 off with promo code PERMA. I'm leading with that one because of the nature of the world we live in right now. Here we are, Strait of Hormuz shut back down. Trump himself said what? I don't know. What was it, a couple of weeks ago that we were less than a month away?
Yeah, which time? What? instance are you talking about with Trump? Because there have been a lot lately.
Well, no, I'm talking about the time where he said, hey, we got to put the brakes on this thing, man. We're like 4 weeks away from hitting rock bottom. Now, what that means is that jet fuel and the fuel that brings everything to everybody in the sound of my voice, you know, diesel, that's going to be hard to come by. And the prices are going to go through the roof, which means everything else is going to go through the roof. Prepare accordingly. Want to thank everybody in the house. Give us a thumbs up. That tells the powers that shouldn't be that we're live. So they'll go ahead and start suppressing us immediately. Anyway, back to EMP Shield. $50 off with promo code PERMA. If you know what's going on in this world, folks, you can't be too prepared. Got them things on everything. And here's the cool thing. They got them for the house. They got them for your vehicles. They got them for your solar setup, your generators. It doesn't even matter. Here's what's really, really cool about that. Is that if anything downstream gets Kentucky fried, they're going to cover you for 25 G's, y'all. As almost a 30-year journeyman electrician in the IBEW, I'm here to tell you, there is not a better one out there on the market. I've installed transient voltage surge suppressors all over this country, and there ain't even a close second. $50 off with promo code PERMO. All right, y'all, before I get into this, I want to kick it off with a little bit of a somber note. William and I, we have friends, Maria and Ben. They live up in West Virginia. You did a consultation for them not long ago, right?
Yeah, I guess it would have been almost a year now, like 9 months or so, I think.
Yeah, wonderful, fantastic, incredible people. And I feel lucky to know them. I wish I could spend more time with them. Anyway, Anna lost her sister, and they were, you know, doing a lot of milking out there. And now all of a sudden, she's a widow with three young kids. And things are tough, y'all. We're supposed to look after orphans and widows and the old folks out there. So if you got it to give, Michelle, if you could put in the chat, and we're also going to include it for those that are going to listen to this tomorrow. Anybody that's willing to give, I just gave yesterday, and Typically, I don't tie my name to these things, but there have been questions in the past as to whether or not I really give when I say I do. So I put my name on it. And that's only for that reason, for the people to say, well, did you give? Well, there you go. My John Hancock is on there. And every time I tell you folks I do, yeah, I do. Anyway, man, the striking thing about this guy, if you go to the GoFundMe, the thing that blows me away, man, tell me her husband didn't look exactly like Curtis Stone.
Who's are you talking about, Maria's husband?
No. Maria's sister, Anna.
Oh, okay.
If you go to the GoFundMe thing, good night, man. I mean, this guy looks, he could pass for really? Twins with Curtis Stone, like nothing I've ever seen before. Anyway, huh. Folks, I mean, there's folks out there. I know everybody probably in the sound of my voice, is dealing with hard times right now. But if you got it to give, y'all, we ask you to, you know, reach out. So they are fantastic people. And believe me, there's a lot of people that hit me up for these kinds of things. And unless I know you personally, and I'm, you know, if I don't know your character well, the answer is going to be a resounding no. It has to be that way, folks, because we've been burned a couple of times, yeah. You know, helping out folks and things that really, they were more polished than spit and more glitter than grit, if you know what I'm talking about. But these guys are the real deal. So go check them out. We'll put it in the link below. All right. So I'm going to kick it off. When I say I'm going at 100 miles an hour, folks, I am, and I know a lot of you are too. Linda said, no fan of GoFundMe. Yeah, neither am I, but it, for efficiency reasons, it does work. We've used other things in the past, but yeah, I definitely agree with you there, but I'm going to do anything I can to try to help. Anyway, we got bees producing like crazy, son. We got your mom's device. We got your mom out there. She went out there yesterday and put supers. I mean, we got double supers on there. Before this thing's all said and done, man, we might very well have 3 and 4 supers on each one of these things. Ask me what's changed. Maybe it's that DPE Agriculture X. Folks, I don't get paid for telling you this. I don't get an affiliate deal. I don't do any of that stuff. I'm just glad to have a solution around here. And son, it's not just them. I keep telling everybody, man, I really need to film this. I have never seen more bees and pollinators in my life in one place. Yeah. All over this place, like something out of a Hitchcock film. Like nothing I've ever seen before. And that's the only thing that's really changed. I mean, other things we're seeing, deer coming out of the woodwork that never used to, wildlife coming in, birds like nothing I've ever seen before. But I think we're going to have a bumper crop of honey like nobody's ever seen before. So, this is definitely, definitely off and running. So I'm going to have Dr. Will, by the way, folks, we got the results back from Dr. Will, his scalar testing regarding that device before we installed it, son. I sent the information to you and to a few others before and after. Now, if you look at the before results, our farm was, in terms of toxicity and all the things you don't necessarily want on a farm, we were probably already in the 1% of 1%. I'm not saying that to brag, y'all. I'm saying it to describe the difference that it's made. After installing that device, we're at about the 2-month mark, I guess, right about now. It's off the charts. Now, I'm going to bring on Dr. Will and Dr. Presser here before too long, as soon as I can, to get them on here to talk about what these results mean. I would put them up on the screen, but most people wouldn't even know what I'm showing right now. But the vitality of this land is off the charts right now. And it only gets better with time. So I wanted to give them a shout out. So DPE Agriculture X, spoke to a guy yesterday. He's up in upstate New York. He's having some fantastic results as well. And like Todd Pittner, he had a helicopter fly over his house right after he installed the doggone thing. And he's got blue skies above him. So it seems to be working like crazy for him as well. So I'll put on the pollen traps next week. So folks, as far as this is part of what we're going to be talking about here on your beehives, you want to be careful when you put those pollen traps on, and you don't want to leave them on constantly. So I'll put them on there down in about a week or so, probably by the end of next week, this time next week. I'll put on some pollen traps down there, and I'll start catching that bee pollen not all of it, but part of it. And what I use that for, folks, I will take that stuff and I will freeze dry it. And guess where I'm getting my multivitamins every year? And I want to give a hat tip to Dr. Janice Schmidt for making us aware of all the incredible things that are in that bee pollen. We don't give the bees any drugs. We don't give them anything but what they get, you know, even through the winter. We don't give them sugar water. We don't give them any crutches. And we treat our bees just like we do our animals. So that's where we're getting our multivitamins from, that. So I'll take it, freeze dry it, and that's what I'll be using for the year. This year, I'm going to get a whole lot more than I did yet last year because I ran out, maybe 4 months sooner than I intended to. Certainly didn't help. By the way, Michelle put that GoFundMe on the screen that we were just talking about. So anybody wants to give, go check them out. But anyway, bee pollen is where, and that's, folks, this is going to come full circle here in a minute. But anyway, I'll put those traps on next week. Let's see here. Michelle's out there collecting these seeds from the collard greens that she let go to seed. We got more carrots and beets, and now the potatoes are coming up. I know that seems late for a lot of people out there, but remember, y'all, we're roughly at about 3,000 feet. So our season is going to be a little bit later for a lot of other folks out there. And we did the potatoes exactly like I did the carrots and beets. We grew a lot of other stuff in there with it. So hopefully I'll get a video out there before too long with that. But yeah, still getting carrots and beets out of there, and we are off and running, nephew, let me tell you. So another sad note around here. Your mom was bottle feeding. We had a bottle baby that, she was kind of partial to. And for some strange reason, a few days ago, she didn't make it. So she went into the compost pile. And then Walter, her long beloved Judas sheep out here that we brought from Texas, he gave up the ghost yesterday as well. So a little sad news around here. And your mom was having a little bit of, you know, the two sheep that would come up to her, and just, she loved Walter like nobody's business. And he was an old sheep. He was long in the tooth, and it wasn't long drawn out sickness or anything like that. We just went down there and he'd given up the ghost. So, happy trails to Walter. And he was a fantastic sheep, and, you know, so tough, man. I wish I'd never castrated him, because he was about the toughest doggone sheep you ever saw. So anyway, happy trails to Walter. And folks, this is just the nature of it. So you want to make sure, by and large, when you're on a farm, you don't want to name these animals. And this is definitely not the ones you want to be, especially if this is your food source, folks. You don't want to get chummy with them. So that's one of the downsides of all this stuff. But, you know, when you have a lady like Ellie Mae Clampett, my wife, who's bottle feeding babies, there's no way she's not going to get some attachment to them. So you just got to take that. That's par for the course, y'all. Sometimes they make it, sometimes they don't. What's going on in your world, son?
Oh, man. Yeah, Walter was an old sheep. It's amazing he made it that long. Yeah, it was like every year we were thinking, man, we shouldn't have castrated him because he just survived everything. He tolerated everything. And he was a grumpy old sheep near the end, too. Like, you would walk in, and if you weren't immediately petting him, he was headbutting you in the knees and stuff like that. But he's old, so he's only so strong. So, yeah, Walter was a good sheep. Around here we have cucumbers like crazy coming off the vines. Watermelons are going to start forming like actual melons here soon. Sweet potato vines are going crazy. I'm having to train them to go up the fence and up this other trellis that I built. So that way they're not like out in the yard, and I can still like mow sections in between raised beds and stuff like that. Tomatoes, habaneros are coming in now. Banana peppers are coming in now. Yeah, there's a lot. It's for sure every day there's something to definitely go pick out in the garden, either here at the house or at the demonstration site, which I've gotten, over a bushel of tomatoes just from the demonstration site this year. And that's completely passive. Like, I didn't even stake the tomato plants. I'm not doing anything out there other than like maintaining, you know, access with mowing around it and stuff like that. But other than that, I haven't staked the tomatoes. I haven't taken care of them. I got all the biology in place earlier this spring. Now I'm just kind of harvesting. I haven't watered out there, and I don't even know how long. In fact, I haven't watered here at this garden, and I don't know how long, because it's been raining at least like once a week, like a good solid rain once a week. Couple days ago was in Tennessee, and then come to find out that it was hotter where you are, Dad, and it's hotter in where I was in Tennessee than it is in Texas. It's pretty tolerable temperature in this part of Texas right now, compared, especially compared to everybody else. Everybody else is getting like heat advisory warnings and stuff like that. And it's really not that bad here. And like today, I think the high was 95, which is, I would say, normal for this time of year in East Texas, but it's still, there's always a breeze. And I think the dew point is quite a bit lower too, because it doesn't feel that bad. Now, that being said, you stand out in the sun and it's a different type of heat. It's like it penetrates you, and it feels, honestly, it feels like a microwave, because you're not heating up or getting hot in the same way you would before. So like, if you're in the shade, and I mean, it's pretty tolerable, but if you're in the sun, it's not even the heat that's getting you. It just feels like there's, you're being cooked on the inside. That's what it feels like. It's not like, I've grew up in the heat. I'm familiar with the heat, and I'm familiar with the heat in Texas. And this is different than every other summer, except for last summer, that I've noticed. What about you?
Well, son, it's funny you bring that up, because Dane Wigington, if you don't know who that is, he's a friend of mine, geoengineeringwatch.org. Everybody needs to check out his work. Dane Wigington, check this out, son. He sent me an email, I want to say on the 29th of June. And apparently this isn't just happening to me. The guy from the Fact Hunter, same thing happened to him. He and I were supposed to be corresponding. I'm not getting his emails. He's not getting mine. Dane Wigington sent this to me on the 29th, and I got it like, I don't know, a couple of days ago. And it's an email asking me, he says, "Hey, Billy, I think," now, son, this is going to ring true to something you said a long time ago. He says, "Billy, I think they're playing games with the numbers here. Do me a favor, find out the dew point. Go get your own devices. Go get your instruments," which I need to get. "And do me a favor, because I know for a fact that they're lying about the temperatures." Like in D.C., he was saying that the official, with the heat index, the whole nine yards, it should have been in the 120s up there. And they're lowering the temperature. And son, you had talked about this years ago, that you thought that through these apps, they were absolutely lying about what the real temperatures are. And, you know, so here they are playing games with my emails. You know, it'll be some junk email that gets through, but people that I've emailed consistently, or I talk on the phone to consistently, Dane and I touch bases actually quite often. All of a sudden, I'm not getting an email from Dane until 6 days later.
I think I know what's going on. Check your drafts. I just found this out today, because Mom sent me an email from somebody who's been like emailing me, and I've been responding to their emails. And they emailed Mom saying they're not able to get a hold of me, and I'm responding to every single one of my emails. Check your drafts. Check your drafts. I found a whole gang of them in the drafts.
Well, I found one in the drafts, and I found one. And, well, the other ones I didn't find. I know they have my email. Like I said, we've corresponded many times in the past. And with Dane, it's just easier for he and I. We're older, so I'm used to, you know, we call and we talk to one another every once in a while. Folks, you have no idea the games they're playing right now. It's not just me. The guy that does the SGT report, just today I'm listening to his podcast, and he's talking about the same thing with his emails and how they're not getting to him, or they get to him late. Same exact phenomenon I'm dealing with, and there's a number of others out there that are in this freedom game that are going through the same thing. Folks, I am telling you, this panopticon is coming around you in a big, big way, and that's part of why we're doing this show. Think about these flock cameras. Mike Adams pointed out something I thought was spot on, because we talked about the fuel a little bit ago. How much does anybody want to bet that we're going to have these flock cameras when they have fuel, you know, rationing or whatever the case that they're likely going to get to? They're probably going to use these flock cameras in conjunction to find out who's not obeying, you know, the edicts or whatever it is they come out with out there. So folks, you know, stay alert, stay alive, man. There is nothing I'd rather talk more about than permaculture, except for Jesus. That's the only things I want to talk about. But folks, I'm telling you, we're having to do shows that are off the beaten path simply because of the things that are unfolding right now. And these liars in the prostitute media, and folks know Fox News, they're scum. CNN, they're scum. And this left-right paradigm, they got everybody in. If you're in it, remember, it's not red state, it's not blue state, it's the state against you. And sadly, there's a whole lot of people that haven't figured that out. I know I come down on boomers a lot. There's a whole lot of smart boomers out there, But man, there are a whole lot of them that are freaking zombies that are believing anything they see and hear on Fix News. Before I go to the next segment, Brenz asks, what's killing them? Old age? Yeah. When you bottle feed a lamb that was part of a triplet and they're little to begin with, any wind can take them. It's 50-50 sometimes as to whether or not they make it. So you got to keep that in mind. And then Walter, yeah, I thought he would gave up the ghost, honestly, a couple of years ago. But he dragged on for a while, and he was tough. All right. So with that said, Mountain Readiness, y'all, July 24th through the 26th. If you want to go out there and get some skills that you don't currently have, you want to be taught by some of the best, they're going to be out there, Swan Lake, Montana, July 24th through the 26th. Go get your tickets. EMF Rocks. Man, I am using that thing like it's going out of style. We got three of them on the bed. William's holding one up right now. That's the pocket version. And I'm trying to remember, you know, since I'm wearing more linen these days, they don't exactly have the pockets I'd like, but some of them do. And I'm trying to remember to wear that thing as often as possible. Anyway, 10% off with promo code PERMA. Redemption Shield. Y'all, you know me. I wouldn't be the permaculture pimp daddy if I wasn't G'd up from the feet up, and I mean grounded. Even when I'm doing this show, my bare feet right now, I wish I had a little mobile camera that I could show you. But yeah, I got an EMF Rocks bag on this grounding mat that goes out to the window. It's independently grounded, and so I am grounded, especially when I find myself in the company of all these EMFs, because that's what I got to do this show. And then finally, Soil Saviors. We got the link down below for all the people that don't know how to make biocomplete compost, or you simply don't have the time. Go check out Soil Saviors with the link we provided, and you'll be off and running. So some of the good news out there, this one I've known for a while, and it does make all the difference in the world, especially when it comes to my sleep. And I notice it throughout the day if I'm not getting adequate amounts of it, and that's at magnesium. This article talks about the sleep mineral science that most Americans are missing. I'll tell you the one I use. It comes from, Magnesium Breakthrough. Magnesium Breakthrough. It has all the good stuff in there, and a lot of people I trust recommend that stuff as well. Before I go to bed every night, you know, about an hour before going to bed, usually about 8:30, I take two of those bad boys, and it definitely helps. If you're having sleeping problems, you might want to think about giving that a try. Especially when you're sweating like I am all throughout the day, you want to be trying to eat magnesium-rich sources. You want to make sure, at least if you're me, I want to be making sure I'm taking in enough salt. I can definitely feel the difference when I don't take enough of it. But anyway, this article kind of confirms what I've known for a long, long time. I would love to get all I need for my food, but folks, we're still, you know, if it's just not there yet. I mean, the food that we have now compared to what it was in the 70s, is a hundredth of its nutritional content that it was. It may look okay, but I guarantee it ain't in most cases. Brands, want to thank you so much for the $5. If you break bread, I won't fake dead. So yeah, thank you so much for that super chat. Here's another one. Beetroot juice linked to improved sprint performance, greater power output in a meta-analysis. Boy, I don't know why I'm so tongue-twisted on that. But anyway, when you're messing with beet juice, essentially, you're taking in a bunch of nitric oxide. And that's what it's going to make in your body. And it's a natural source, especially when you're growing it like I am out back. So every salad that I have every single day has beets in there. Now, I guess you could do the juice and stuff like that. In fact, that's what Brian Artis used when his dad was having a heart attack. He told him to go out there, get a bunch of beets and eat them all. Eat like three cans of beets. And apparently, it staved off that heart attack for him. So allegedly not giving any medical advice out there, folks, but there's a reason why you want to be eating these things. All right. And then finally, flock cameras are watching you, and that's a Fourth Amendment violation. Son, it drives me crazy. I almost did a front porch talk on Sunday about all the things that we have lost since the revolution. I was going to do it, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Now, Fourth Amendment, illegal search and seizure. Okay, you got the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, the right to assemble peaceably and petition the government. There's five things in there. Everybody knows the second, okay, the right to bear arms. The third prohibits the quartering of troops in peacetime and limits it in the time of war. Yeah, I can just rattle these off from the top of my head, y'all. And number four, illegal search and seizure. okay, five, you know, prohibits a accused person from a testifying against himself. That's why they say I plead the fifth. Anyway, that Fourth Amendment, folks, this is what we've forgotten from our revolution. Every last thing that they put in that Bill of Rights were things that were major violations that were done by the Brits. It doesn't seem like it is now, but they do it electronically. What they used to do, they're doing it through your phones. They're doing it through your computers. They're doing it through every electrical device you have. And under the Telecommunications Act of 96, that opened up the floodgates for all this stuff. Everybody's heard about what Snowden came out with. What about J. Kirk Wiebe and all the other people out there? But these flock cameras are, they already got everything they need because people carry their phones everywhere, unless you're me. And your mom and I have been going out of our way to make sure we leave this thing absolutely in a Faraday bag or leave it in a place that we are not. Do you really need it when you go in the grocery store? I use an old-fashioned list I write down. So same. Leave it there. Leave it there, man. I just, you know, a list we have on the fridge of the stuff we need. I'm leaving that phone in there. I'm like, I do not need this thing. I'm not going to have heart palpitations just because I left my phone in the thing. So these flock cameras, y'all, there's people cutting these things down left and right. And to that, and son, there was a Fox News story on one of the Fox affiliates. And who are the only ones complaining about this happening? Boomers. Yeah. Boomers. Complaining. I'm like, you guys lived through JFK getting assassinated, every false flag from that time until now, and these are the people that are complaining that this is happening. Well, I got nothing to hide. Well, if you believe the story of the Nazis, that's exactly what they said. That's if you believe it. The Stasi said the same exact thing in East Germany. So I just don't even understand the planet I'm on. You're looking at, we are celebrating our 250th anniversary, and we're merging our military, essentially, with Israel, with a foreign country. Yes, it is a foreign country. And that's why I was going to say, man, I was going to get on the front porch and say, man, I'm not feeling it. Here are the reasons why. And then I thought better of it. I was like, you know what? I'll save it for next week. I'll bring it up next week, and I'll talk about all these things. You know, everybody says, I mean, the things that we've been lied about. We're told we fought the revolution over no taxation without representation. Folks, William, let me ask you. When's the last time you or anybody else made a list of grievances and put the most important thing right there in the middle?
Right. It's either going to be the very first thing or the very last thing. Like, that's where the most important is going to be, depending on your list. It's definitely not going to get washed out in the middle or covered up in the middle.
And that's where it is, folks. Go look for yourself. I put this out years ago, and then, you know, a number of other people cut and pasted what I put out. It's number 17 in the Declaration of Independence. So even the whole no taxation without representation, it was not the most important thing they were fighting over. It was all the things before and after. It was buried in the document. But you were told that it was no taxation without representation, folks. We are living in a land of lies. Everything you know about your history, this is exactly why I feel like I got to do this other podcast. I mean, this isn't the genre for that, but this is exactly why I feel like I need to cover this, because it's all this real history that nobody ever talks about. It was number 17 buried in the document of the list of the grievances of why they said we no longer want to be a part of King George and what he's got going on. So that's one more lie stacked on all the other lies. And maybe I'll do it this Sunday. I was so upset and so irritated. Just like King Solomon said, the more you know about this stuff, the more wisdom you get, the more heartache you get. And man, I'm feeling it as of late. It's like this whole thing is just falling apart around us. And I know that my son and my grandbaby, unless people magically stand up and start whooping some ass, and I mean that, unless you stand up and do that, folks, and I mean it in every part of your life, if you don't do this, the blessings of liberty that were bestowed upon us, it's right there in the preamble of our Constitution. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. It's right there in the preamble of the Constitution, folks. It's all but gone. It's lost. And we're celebrating or 250th? Are you kidding me? All right. I didn't mean to go down this. Yeah, somebody, yeah, you got to give us a real history podcast. I'm seriously, they say if you want something done, give it to a busy person. Well, folks, I am so freaking busy right now, but I've got to somehow put something like this together because it's all being lost. And when you lose this, they don't give it back. Name one freedom. In fact, name one freedom in the annals of history that the people who took it have ever given back. And you can count the United States of Amnesia among them. So why am I saying this flock camera thing is a good news story? Because of what they're not telling you. Because guys and gals are going out there and they are absolutely chopping this stuff down. And that's just the beginning. And son, I got a feeling that if the fuel goes the way I think it's going to, I'm going to believe that there won't be a flock camera left in the United States of Amnesia, because people are going to realize how these are being tied in to, you know, the fuel rationing that's almost certainly going to happen. Who even knows? I mean, I'm expecting another false flag. Who knows who they'll blame it on? It'd probably be Iran. Who even knows? But folks, there's a reason why we end every podcast with stay alert, stay alive. We are living in a country just like Rome. Man, if I'm going to do it one of these days, folks, I'm going to give you the overlay of all the things that happened in Rome before the fall, and I'm going to overlay it with what's happened here in the United States of Amnesia. Every single thing from debasement of the currency to having, we're not a empire. We have 900 military bases in 130 countries. Rome didn't have a fraction of that, but we're not an empire. We are. Anyway, son, I'm just going to walk away from this right now because I know I said this like three times now. I'm going to walk away from this right now because I'm so freaking pissed that this is what we've become. We know the price of everything and value of nothing. We celebrate the idiots and castigate the intellectuals. You know, I remember back in high school, I had to act like I was a freaking dummy. I had to act like a dummy to be accepted. All the black kids would say, you know, I had to get good grades. Oh, you trying to be white? Well, what does that say of you? And then all the other kids, you know, I had to pretend to not listen to classical music with my dad, who, by the way, was a convicted felon numerous times over. But it was my dad, despite that, taught me the love for fine arts, taught me the love for plays instead of movies, taught me the love for Shakespeare, taught me the love for all these things that, you know, I just sense have taken for granted. Taught me the love for education that didn't happen in the schoolroom. Taught me the love for all these things that nobody puts a value on. And it wasn't until years later, folks, that I was able to find out all the missing pieces in it. And here I am, 55, almost 56. I'll be 56 in 2 months from now. And it wasn't long ago that I figured all this stuff out. And I still... the more I learn, the more I realize I am a freaking idiot. And I'm trying. Anyway, with that said, we don't have anything from Eric, but Bond Charge, if you want some of these ball and glasses that William and I are wearing, I got the amber pair on right now. William has the red. The amber is more if you're like, if it's midday or before the sun goes down, the amber is what you want. And then when the sun goes down, you, first of all, you want to have your light discipline squared away anyway. Red is what you want, but you want to try to get incandescents in your house. You want to do all these things. And we're going to talk maybe a little bit about that here. Sorry, folks, to lose my cool here a little bit. I'm going to try to bring it back together. Usually I would have time to take a breather with Eric, but I don't. So I'm just going to drive on. I'm going to smile, and I'm at least thankful so much that there are so many people in this chat, so many people listening right now, that see this world in exactly the same way. Maybe I'm your voice. Maybe I am. I never felt comfortable with that, but I'm starting to become more and more comfortable with what's going on right now and knowing that I can, to some extent or another, hopefully to an adequate degree, you know, express some of what's going on out there and my expression of it. You know, this is actually cathartic to me in a very big way. So, you know, maybe I won't beat my wife when I'm done here. I'm joking. You know, we went to the store the other day and somebody said, "Hey, Billy, why does your wife have two black eyes?" And I said, "Well, she didn't listen either time." No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey, every single year, mom gets stung in the face by like a wasp or a bee or something like that. And she always ends up with a black eye. And it's like every time she goes out in the public and then somebody asks, like, does she need help or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Always gets stung in the face.
Yeah, you know, pull her off to the side like, he's not damaging you, is he? And I'm like, okay, here we go. Yeah, your mom always gets stung in the – I mean, I don't know why bees do that, but they get us all in the face for some reason. Anyway, just joking out there, dark humor for dark times. Anyway, speaking of that, I want to talk about the defense against the dark arts. Yeah, you might get the Harry Potter twist on some of this stuff, folks. But I felt like, you know, typically it's always been our policy – and I've not been doing that as of late. Sorry, y'all, for kind of dropping the ball. That for every problem I give you, I always try to come up with a couple solutions. So I'm thinking, okay, we'll actually hit some of those today. Somebody said he's turned Islamic. No, that's not it at all.
And, they're also saying you're going to end up being the one with the black eye.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's tough and she's hard as woodpecker lips, y'all. So, yeah, I might be the one you might have to worry about. All right, so I'm going to jump right into this, folks. And I'm going to kind of encapsulate some of the biohacks that I'm doing and how they might help you too, because they don't cost money. We've talked before about all the stuff they're dropping from the sky. Folks, they are quite literally poisoning the air through the chemtrails. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the food, no doubt. And of course, that bioaccumulates all the air and the water and stuff that's in there. And they're hitting you every single way. And I think they're astonished at the degree to which we are resilient. I mean, they're hitting you with the jabs. They're hitting you with everything. I'm going to tell you about some of the things that don't cost you a dime that can go a long way in mitigating some of these problems. Now, I'm just talking about some of this stuff out here. I've talked about them before, but I'll go into it just slightly a little more detail. Right off the bat, y'all, I'm in the middle of a fast right now. Maybe that's why my brain's working better.
That makes sense now.
Well, maybe also why I'm a little bit irritable too, because I'm at that part where I'm hungry.
Yeah, it all makes sense now.
Yeah, so fasting, one of the little hacks that I do is I usually like to begin a fast either in the middle of the day or later in the day, because you can get through a good piece of it overnight while you're sleeping, so it won't bother you. And then when you wake up in the morning, typically you're not going to be as hungry. You know, you can do things like drink. I wish I brought it up here. Girl Steiner bottled water. I try to get it always comes carbonated. And according to Jack Cruz, you're getting even benefits from the carbonation in addition to it being mineral water, providing you all those minerals you need. And in addition to all that being low deuterium water. So fasting is a good way to chelate a lot of that stuff, especially when you combine it with grounding, which you're getting all those wonderful negative electrons up through your feet. That's why you got these equine sweat glands on your feet and on your hands. If you can get your whole body down there, do that too. Even if you're on a break at work or whatever, get out there, lay in the grass in as isolated a place as you possibly can. And if you can get the sunlight on you, at the same time, man, you talk about a trifecta that absolutely works. Now, why am I saying it works? Melatonin inhibits EMF. I'm going to say that again. Melanin, meaning the darker you can make yourself, the more melanin you have in your skin, the more it fights the EMFs around you. That's why, according to Jack Cruz, they took all of their experiments, let's call them that, under the Obama administration, and brought them down south of the border to figure out ways in which they can get people with more melanin to fall prey to this EMF stuff. So that's something to consider. All right, son, I'm going to kick it on over to you.
Well, speaking of that, hitting people with more melanin with the EMF stuff, Crimson Mist, in the report or whatever, they had, like, documented that C-130 had to fly back, basically back and forth throughout the duration of the genocide. So I don't know. There's something there. They were doing some testing over there too. The next one I'm going to say is like, take ownership of your water. Before, the general rule and what's taught in a lot of PDCs is that if the air is clean to drink, then it's safe enough for rainwater collection without like heavy filtration or anything like that. Dr. Will has proved that that's no longer the case. We need to be, even if it's rainwater catchment, even if it's like shallow well, unless you're getting access to primary water or something like that, we got to do some heavy remediation to water, especially if it's coming from the city. But this is also how you kind of defend yourself from the dark arts, because that's another point of control. Like all the chemicals and stuff like that that they're putting in your water, it's not for water purity. It's not for water safety. It's for 100% psychoactive control over you, or weaken you, or, you know, just direct poisons and stuff. Or you could be in a city where they have just really, really old, crappy plumbing and it's constantly going out or getting infected with something out. Like every other week, we're on a boil ban out here in DeKalb. Not that we use the water straight up anyway. In any form of it coming in contact with us, it's filtered to some extent. But yeah, take ownership of your water. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have off-grid sources or independent sources of water. That would be good if you did, but it doesn't mean you have to do that. You just need to know what to do with the water that's showing up to your house. So you could run it through a Berkey and then restructure with that Armina stuff. That's typically what we do. You could even run it through a distiller like Dad does first, and then add that Armina stuff to it, which restructures it and remineralizes it. I mean, there's a bunch of different routes you can go. You can capture your own rainwater and then have it go through a filtration system. You can do well water and have it go through a filtration system if you want to. Or you can, if you got the money and the time and the ability to relocate if need be, search down for some primary water. But yeah, get off the standard, especially for those of you guys that there are a shocking amount of people who buy bottled water as their primary drinking source. I don't understand it, but stop it. Figure out something else.
Yeah, son, to that point, Donna wrote something in here. Yeah, calcifying the pineal gland for starters. That's exactly why they're doing what they're doing, y'all. They want to make us dumb down. In fact, I heard this interview, and I want to really get this guy on the show regarding not iodine, but it was some other mineral that's on the periodic table. I'm going to have to bring this guy on here, and he was talking about, man, I can't recall what it was right now, but I'll have to get him on here and talk about it. And this is another thing that has been extracted intentionally from our food supply to make us dumber. To that point on the water, I want to read this quick email. I'll kind of redact it to a point. Samuel sent this a while back, and I think, son, it kind of ties into a little bit of what you just said there. He says, I have a theory about the data set of water use. Besides deliberately attacking our water supply and also our food supply downstream, I believe that they are reprogramming the water in a homeopathic way to affect our collective consciousness. If you believe in the Dr. Emoto, who did all the Japanese genius that did all those experiments, work on programming water, you'll see exactly what I mean with the water being programmable. Similarly, prayers and prayers on praying over your water, folks, I do that very same thing. Anyway, he's, in a nutshell, what he's saying, and I think he makes a really good point here, that they're taking this water that may be suspect to begin with, and they're essentially cursing it through these data centers, which could very well be part of it, which is part of the reason why we get our water from a well. I distill it, every bit of water we drink, I distill it, restructure it, not only with Aromina, but also I put it through a structuring device twice. And then I magnify it on a Magnetico sleeping pod before we ever drink it. So that's a whole lot. Yeah. So folks, people carry no joke around here, especially after that hurricane that they manufactured. I've definitely taken a bigger, but folks, pray over your water in a big way. Go look at Dr. Emoto's experiments. You can find them on YouTube and look at what happens to the water when you pray on it. Okay. Or if you just write good intentions, like, there's that water that they sell. It's called death or liquid death.
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody would ever drink that. If you know what Dr. Emoto said, why would you drink water that has liquid death written on the side of it? That is insanity to me. If you know anything about Dr. Emoto, they just programmed that water to be awful. I don't care what's in there. Do not. I mean, folks, this stuff works. Dr. Emoto actually wrote words on the water. Put love on one, wrote hate on another, flash freeze the water, look at it under a microscope and look what you find. So you got to ask yourself also, if we're mostly made of water, what are you thinking? Go read the book of James and find out. And folks, I'm talking to me here too. Read the book of James and find out the words that come out of your mouth. Jesus often talked about it. It ain't what goes into you that corrupts you. Although these days you might make an exception, but it's what comes out of you. So you want to make sure, and I'm talking to myself as well, that I'm trying. Believe me, I am trying. But you want to definitely look at this as well. Yeah, Don also says, hey, look into the Rice experiment. Everyone can see for themselves the power of thoughts and words make all the difference in the world. I didn't mean to spend so much time on that, but folks, if all you have the means to do is to bless your water, do it. I get down on my, and plus it's also an opportunity for me throughout the day, every time I drink water, for me to get on my knees and go to the Lord. Every single time, it's another little hack that I put in there. Not only am I blessing my water, but I'm thinking, okay, so-and-so asked me to pray for him. So-and-so asked me to pray for him. And this is a great opportunity for me throughout the day to go ahead and stack functions and also, you know, go to my knees to the Lord at the same time. So my next one, sorry about taking so long.
Hey, real quick. I wonder if the water coming off those data centers are either A, bitter or tastes similar to wormwood. I wonder if that's how like a third of the earth's water turns into bitter waters. Sweet waters turning into bitter waters.
That's something to consider, because they're definitely, that's why I was saying before, I've worked on many data centers through the year, and water was never an issue. I'm like, why is it now? Especially when you have things called cooling towers, water sourced heat pumps. I mean, you can
close that loop.
You can run that water underground and use the ground temperature to cool that water. There's so many different ways, unless they were doing exactly what my friend Ryan said, that they're pumping it out, and in some cases, they're putting it right back in. Huh. What are they doing to that water? So something to think about here. All right, here's the next one I got here is, I won't spend a whole lot of time. I said that the last time, but hey, man, I'm just going to give you what I got. And man, that's plenty, because never has a pimp rocked so many. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. Hey, I'm going to give it to you hot. Turn off your freaking Wi-Fi at night. Change your bulbs. If you have Wi-Fi and you have incandescent bulbs, well, first of all, if you have Wi-Fi and then you have your incandescent bulbs going at the same time, you got one blocking out the other. And then also, if you can put in those red lamps at night, or I got mine on a dimmer. The problem with the dimmer is you're creating more RF. So you got it. It's a zero-sum game on some of this stuff, but I got ways to mitigate some of the RF. So change out the bulbs. You do not want these compact fluorescents. To get incandescents, y'all, I had to buy a bunch of refrigerator and freezer bulbs. That's what I got in everything around here. Because, you know, they're playing games. They don't want you looking at blue light at night is deleterious to your health in a big way. The only time in nature you get blue light is midday. And you don't necessarily get it in all environments, depending on your latitude and depending on time of year. So the only time you want to see blue light, guess what? They got it in your computers. They got it in your phones. They got it in your pads. They got it all the time. So you're being bathed, unless you can get an app called Iris and get it on there. You are being bathed in this blue light 24/7. So change out your bulbs, get blue blocker glasses like we have here. We told you about one of our sponsors that sells them. But turn off the Wi-Fi at night, folks. You are Kentucky frying the minds of yourself and your family. And I'm working on, I got a device coming right now. Once I find out, for those of you that live in a place where you got neighbors around you, you're in a closer proximity than you would like, I think I might have a mitigation device that might help in a big way. Once I test it out and I know for sure, I'll let everybody else know about it. But yeah. Oven bulbs, grow lights. Yeah, there's a lot of these things. Think about it, folks. Go to the reptile exhibit. Go to the reptile exhibit in every zoo. What do you see? They do not put blue lights on those reptiles. You know why? To kill them. So they put reptile bulbs in there, which are full spectrum, or they operate in the red zone. Good night. So anyway, hopefully that's a blessing to y'all. Go ahead, son.
Rod said, I have well water, so you're telling me that my 400-foot well is toxic? Probably. Well, I think it's pretty.
It may not be. You got to get it tested.
Yeah, it may not be, but I like, if it's a question and you don't want to get it tested, I would just assume it is, especially at the end of your drought season where everybody else is running off the same water table and stuff. So And if you are going to get it tested at the end of your drought season, because that's when you're going to know your highest concentrations of whatever is in the water. So other than that, I would assume it's toxic.
I'm sorry. Yeah, real quick, regarding that, Dr. Elaine Ingham ran into that very same thing, is that when everybody was using that well at the peak of the season, the quality of that well was not the same anymore. So you want to check it.
Yeah. My next one is building community. So talking about, like, for example, these data centers, like Tag, you recently interviewed Tag, Dad. I recently saw him, or I guess it was earlier this year, at an event here in Texas. And he's talked about, like, how he's able to get this community of people and go to different city council meetings. Even if these people don't live in that particular county, you can go to these different city council meetings and help fight against putting these data centers in, or these windmill farms, or whatever other, like, so these solar farms. If you get a community together and enough to be aligned on just certain topics, then you can stop a lot of this from happening around you. Now, granted, you're only going to have control over the area that you live in, but that's enough. If you can provide the example, set the example, show how other people, how they can do it as well in their own towns, then it might be able to, you know, be stopped across the United States, or maybe they'll move these data centers off the coast like China does. I mean, or just use different alternatives or whatever it may be. But there's plenty of reports now and examples of how these data centers are put into these towns of, like, oh yeah, the generators are going to be on this side away from the houses, and, you know, it won't be loud for the houses or anything like that. Next thing you know, there's a generator right next to somebody's house and they're constantly hearing a 24/7 hum. And they've got a camera literally pointed in their yard to protect their assets on that data center. So yeah, get a community together for multiple reasons, but one of the reasons being you can help thwart these data centers or windmill farms or solar farms or things like that. Like out in Central and West Texas, there's a lot of people very unhappy with these wind farms, screwing up migration patterns. There's what else? Like they don't even produce enough electricity to offset the energy required to manufacture the windmills. It's a huge scam. But yeah, get a community together and then should be able to fight these things off.
My next one's going to be detoxify your home. And I've never really talked about this publicly, but we're talking about defense against the dark arts. Y'all remember, you're getting hit from the sky. I got air purifiers in here. I got every bit of tech you can possibly have to try to mitigate a lot of this stuff. Don't forget about the value of sweating. If you can go outside and do it in the sun with some of the other stuff, I forgot to tell you about that. According to Dr. Ely and a number of others, that is, you really want to help your liver out and detoxification. Go out there and sweat like nobody's business. You want to profusely sweat if you can help it for at least 20 to 30 minutes a day. And then if you can't, you know, you might want to also consider a sauna. You know, it's not ideal, but hey, you got to do what you got to do to get this stuff out of you. I'm going to say detoxify your home in a big way. Folks, don't forget about the value of replacing your furnace filter. Now, we only run the air conditioner at night. During the day, no matter how hot it is, we do not turn it on. We only use it at night. Part of the reason is I want the windows open if I have to be in the house for any reason, because of the what Einstein was given his Nobel Prize for, the photoelectric effect. When you open those windows, you can offset some of the negative lighting that you have in your house. So that's why we don't really turn the AC on until maybe 8 o'clock at night, because it's better to sleep when it's cooler if you got the means to do it. So I'm going to say detoxify your house. Now that sounds like a Herculean effort, unless you break it down. Start with your bathroom. That is think about the toothpaste. Just start with one thing. Look, I'm going to worry about the bathroom this month. That's the only place I'm going to worry about. Now, what do you brush your teeth with? Okay, I can tell you where all my toothpaste comes from. It either comes from the same people that sell us these bags, these EMF blockers, the EMF rocks. We get our toothpaste from him. Think about your deodorant. I get that one. It's magnesium deodorant, no aluminum at all. I get that from Dr. Ted Brower at Health Masters. Our soap, you can get it from a number of people out there. You know, Mike Adams, I know he has some decent soap out there. There's a lot of other people. You might even consider making it. It ain't that hard to make soap. Amber, T's wife, Amber, I know she sells soap as well. You want to be really careful about the things you're putting on your body. you know, what good is it detoxifying everything else if you're sitting here, you know, using toothpaste that's got junk in it, you got soap with junk in it, you got shampoo with junk in it. You can find solutions to all these things, and you'll find out that the natural products a lot of times last a whole lot longer because they want diminishing returns. When you buy a bar of Irish Spring, it don't last near as long as some of the stuff you could make at home.
Yeah.
And then move on to, let's say, your laundry. You could do that at the same time. Homemade laundry detergent with borax and stuff is really easy to make. Man, you do not want to be buying Tide and Cheer. These are all made by your enemies. The last thing, do you really need your clothes to smell like something? I just need them to be clean. That's all I want. And then think about the stuff in the kitchen. What are you washing your dishes with? You know, what are you doing? I mean, start with one little thing at a time. And remember, folks, like I always say, this isn't a war you win in miles. You win it in inches. And that's exactly what we've done around here and what we're trying to do. And we're constantly trying to find new ways to mitigate. Folks, I even found coffee, I think, that I don't react negatively to. What does that tell you about the other stuff that's out there? I mean, I'm even talking about some of this stuff that's touted as organic and all this other stuff. I'm going to give it a little more time, but I'm able to drink coffee again as long as I drink this brand. Mm-hmm. And when I find out that this guy is a complete Nazi about how he sources it, did you or me, did either one of us, we drank coffee all day in El Salvador. Did you have a problem? Because I didn't.
Nope, not once. And every single time I drink coffee out, like here, every time, I don't care where it comes from, who made it or whatever, every time I drink coffee here, I get like a deep stomach pain, like I'm being stabbed by something in the stomach. In El Salvador, I didn't get jittery. I wasn't even sweating. Like, that's another thing with coffee here, is I'll get jittery and I'll start sweating, even if it's just a little bit of coffee. Down there, I didn't get jittery. I wasn't sweating because of the coffee. I was sweating because we're in the tropics. I wasn't sweating because of the coffee, and I did not have any kind of stomach pain at all. And it just tastes far better. Did y'all know coffee is supposed to be fruity? Did you know there's a fruity taste to it?
Yeah, how about that? I mean, I got a guy right now, and I'm working with him. I'm not working with him yet. I want to get him on this podcast, and I want him to explain what he does to where I'm able to drink coffee in about the same concentration that your mom makes it. I mean, it got to the point where your mom couldn't drink coffee. I couldn't drink coffee. You couldn't drink coffee. So you got to ask yourself, what are they doing here? Now, all of a sudden, I'm going to give it a little more time, make sure it's not some placebo, but I'm going to probably send some to you and see if y'all have any negative reactions. But yeah, back in the saddle again. But anyway, folks, detoxify your home. Remember, you win this war, not in miles, but in inches. Start with one small place, gain a foothold, get used to it, and then move on to the next.
So that actually ties in perfectly into my next one, is building or sourcing as much of your own stuff as possible from your local community. So like your laundry detergent, believe it or not, even in small town DeKalb, there's a place down just in what we call downtown DeKalb, which is just a row of buildings, really. There's a place called the Pharmacy Ranch. If you're ever into East Texas, well worth stopping at. It's called the Pharmacy Ranch, spelled Pharmacy, Pharmacy. But you can get all your laundry detergent there. You can get all of your soaps there. You can get your shampoos there. You can get toothpaste. You can get like first aid type stuff there. You can get all kinds of like your cosmetic or health and hygiene needs just from that one location. That's an alternative from the mainstream, alternative from the people who are trying to kill us. Because if you think of it this way, that lady, if her clients start dying, she's not making an income anymore. It's in her best interest for her clients to be in the best health possible. So that way she doesn't, you know, give herself a bad name, or, you know, the clients keep coming back. But you can source things like that locally. Same thing with your food. Try to source that as locally as you can. Even with your clothes, you might have to expand out a little bit, but you can still try to source those from alternative means. For example, this t-shirt company, Forbidden Clothes, they've got some organic cotton options as well. You can get, you know, shirts from them if you want. Or there's another lady in the Ozarks where I got my leather barefoot grounding shoes. I got a pair. Emily got a couple of pairs of shoes from her. I mean, they're handmade leather shoes that allow you to ground. They're not made with anything toxic. They're not made with anything crazy. They're not going to hurt your feet wearing them or anything like that. And that's from the wider circle of community. But try to source as much of your stuff as possible from the alternative community, making that your next, I guess, making that your primary source of, you know, goods and foods and things like that. Try to find it as local as possible and then work your way out, just trying to avoid the mainstream option as much as possible.
You know, son, to that point, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's funny. I just got in the mail today some more linen stuff that I've purchased. And if anybody wants to, you want a hot home idea that will make you a fortune, start making natural clothing. Make it out of hemp. Make it out of flax. Make it out of wool. And sell this stuff, because people like me, I will pay more to support you. I'm dead serious. I will pay more. It's like Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster, often talked about. There is not a single piece of clothing on his body that was not made by a seamstress. He doesn't buy anything off the shelf anywhere. He has his shirts, t-shirts, socks, everything done by a seamstress. Why? Number one, to support that economy. Number two, because he knows he is getting high, incredibly high quality stuff. I mean, this is what Dr. Ruby talked about when she was on the program, talking about her folks came from the old country and they had all this old linen. And she was like, well, that's not in style or whatever. Well, knowing what we know right now and the frequency that linen gives off, by the way, you don't want to mix them. In fact, I think that's even a biblical mandate. You don't want to mix some of these fabrics.
It's linen and wool.
Yeah, linen and wool. But you find deleterious effects also if it's wool and polyester or linen. So you want it to be 100% of what it's supposed to be. But if anybody wants man, you want to make some nice money out there, put these clothes together that people like me would wear. Gerald Celente wears everything that is natural fibers. And look at him. The guy is, you know, he's on in years. He's probably in his 70s, and he moves like nobody's business. His brain works great. So I'm doing the very same thing. If I can find linen, believe me, I will. Yeah, somebody says buy linen and sew your own clothing. That's where I got to outsource that sort of thing. Emily, but if anybody wants to make money from me,
that's what she's working on.
Yeah. Yeah, so absolutely. I'll help you promote it. You put some stuff out there. I'm dead serious. I mean, if we could, I bought myself some linen socks. I mean, I'm trying to work this thing up one side, just one little piece at a time, because this stuff is expensive. I'm going to have to talk your mom into going to one of these. I mean, they got thrift stores all over this place. I can probably, and half these hippies walking around here, man, there's probably linen everywhere that I could probably get. So, and a lot of you in the chat, by the way, the last time suggested that I do that very same thing. So I'll have to find the time, but man, we're going at 100 miles an hour around here. All right. So my next one here, sorry to go so long here, but it's important. Avoid, first of all, ditch your microwave. I got one here, and the only reason it's being used at all is as a Faraday cage. If you want to put your phones and stuff in a place where the powers that shouldn't be can't use it, that's what it's for. I quit using the microwave a couple of years ago, and definitely don't be heating up these box meals. First of all, you shouldn't even be buying them anyway, but if you're going to, man, if you got to heat them up, and you, man, put them on something that's glass or something. Take it out of that container, heat it up in glass, put it in the oven just like I do. We got to heat up leftovers. You know, it's now second nature. The microwave is for that curry in a hurry society. It's vibrating the water molecules in there. Remember, we just talked about water a minute ago in Dr. Emoto. What do you think those water molecules look like when you get it out of a microwave? But also the radiation that a lot of people aren't, look, I got an RF meter. And go out there, put that thing in magnetism, put it in electrical, put it in RF, and find out what that microwave's giving off. Ain't wonderful. In fact, I just need to unplug that thing altogether, because it ain't even being used. But anyway, those little microplastics and all that stuff, you are helping yourself put so much more into your body. But also, that's another good thing that melanin does, and this is why they tell you to stay out of the sun. Melanin helps to chelate all these, not only the heavy metals out of you, but also the RF is blocking a lot of that, and it's also getting the microplastics out of you. And that's all through Dr. Cruz. All right, son, your next one.
Yeah, I've noticed that we use like a toaster oven for most of anything we warm up or cook or anything like that. And it just works far better than a microwave. And if anybody was ever irritated about a microwave, like heating up parts of your food, not the whole thing, but just parts of your food, switch to a toaster oven and all that goes away. It's such a better option. It's a little bit slower, but that's perfectly fine if you don't have to put it back in the, you know, the reheating multiple times, because it's not all of it's hot. The next one I have is put as much of your land or whatever land you own or whatever land you control, try to put as much of it in some sort of production as possible. I'm not saying every square foot of your property, like let's say you have 10 acres. I'm not saying every square foot of your property has to be put into production, but do what as much as you possibly can that makes sense. Put as much of your property as you possibly can in production as long as it makes sense. Now, if you're killing yourself trying to, you know, grow annuals in every square foot of your property, you're probably missing the boat. But let's say I don't have a whole lot of extra time. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot of time and a whole lot of effort is growing a tree. If I have an empty spot in my yard, then I can put a tree there and then I can guaranteed food for, you know, in a couple of years, especially if I do something like apples or pears or mulberries, whatever that may be. And then if I'm planting a tree, I might as well plant a skill. And then you start building out that circle a little bit. And then you have that little circle conquered. That's in production. That's largely passive production other than the seasonal maintenance you might have to do with perennials. And then I can copy and paste that same pattern over to another blank spot that I have on my property. Or if I just have, like, let's say it's not a manicured lawn and some of it is forest. Maybe try to go out there and identify as many useful plants as you can possibly find in the area. So that way you can use what's already growing as efficiently as possible without you having to recreate the wheel, growing something else that mimics basically what's already performing on your property. Try to put all of your property, as much of your property that you own, in production. And that can be done, like you can increase yield as you increase knowledge as well. So keep in mind, like if I go out into a forest and this first time I only recognize two plants, I have yield from two different plants. But if the next time I go out there, I recognize five plants, then I've more than doubled my yield just by increasing knowledge. So keep that in mind. You can increase yield by increasing knowledge just as you can increasing like active sweat equity in your property.
So, and I'm glad you pointed that out. Another thing, trees, and this is another one from Dr. Cruz, trees blunt EMF. Vegetation blunts EMF. That's why you didn't get to see it, but I did before. On the top of the roof of his house is grass. That's why he's growing it on the roof of his house to blunt anything that may be coming from the sky. Because yes, folks, I'm telling you, nature has the answers to all these problems out there, but that's another defense against the dark arts. Linda asks, has anyone ever measured inside of a Tesla? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have. I was over in Asheville, and I even talked about this in a video a little bit. Anyway, there was a lady over there at the Tesla station, and I walk up with my instruments, and I said, hey, would you mind? I know this seems a little bizarre. Would you mind if I – she had it charging. I said, would you mind if I test your vehicle for EMFs? And she was on her phone messing around. She was like, yeah, I don't care. Get in there. I was like, what? Man, this black privilege stuff is for real, man. I know, man. I could have been a desert slasher for all she knew. So I didn't feel comfortable getting in her car, but I turned that thing on when I was outside the door while she was charging it, and the door was wide open. That thing was pegging off the flipping charts in RF. And I didn't take it any further than that. Now, I'm also told, now here's what I need to do. I'm told that these newer vehicles also have an EMF signature that rivals that. I think Eric Sider told me that. And I think he heard it from Jeff Lawton, if I remember correctly. Anyway, the modern vehicles supposedly have an EMF signature that is comparable to a Tesla. I need to get that done. I need to get that done and find out if that is in fact the case. But that EMF rocks is also one way to help blunt or attenuate some of what's coming off of these Teslas and some of the other things if you just have to drive it. That's why it's blowing my mind that Mike Adams is out here encouraging people to buy these electric vehicles. Until I see something different, man, it's not in my wheelhouse. I would much rather have an older vehicle that I got to work on, but of course they're putting a damper on all that too. But anyway, that's where I am in as far as getting that done. But yeah, I measured inside there and that thing was off the flipping charts. I'm going to try a newer vehicle and I'll let you know how that works out. Hopefully I remember. All right. So my last one's going to be, it's kind of on the heels of what William was talking about, but a little bit different. Try to source as many of your vitamins and minerals from natural sources if you can. That's another thing I learned from my man, Logan. He had suggested for a couple of reasons that I take in more DHA. The way he's going to suggest you take it, obviously, the best way to get it is going to be from shellfish, if you eat that sort of thing. I'm not so crazy about doing that, especially out of a can. But other ways in which you can get a lot of DHAs and things I do like mackerel, not mackerel, but
smoked herring
I could eat my weight of. Sardines, not so much. But the reason why I'm choosing to do that is that I'm getting a whole lot of the minerals that these guys have. Plus, you're eating their bones, man. They steam all that stuff before it gets to you. So you're getting all those minerals out of those guys. Plus, you're getting some real deal omega-3s out of there that hasn't been bastardized through a processing thing, which also takes you right back to what William said. And I'm only going to emphasize herbs, tomatoes, leafy greens, anything you're able to grow. Folks, I eat from my garden 365. Even in the winter, there's still things growing out there. Like I can always get rosemary, even in the dead of winter around here. And it's, you know, wonderful in so many different ways. I take some of this stuff like I did today, a bunch of oregano, thyme, and rosemary, and I'm freeze drying it right now. Why? Because I'm putting I want to be able to take these things. They are local to me. You want to eat food, and this is something I've learned, as best you can, as local to you as possible. You ain't doing yourself no favors eating pineapples that were grown in Hawaii if you live in Michigan. Okay, that's only taking you backwards. That's also a problem with coffee. So that's another reason why I shouldn't be drinking coffee. It ain't growing around here.
It might help some of the inhabitants of Michigan, Dad.
Yeah.
There's some pineapples from the same spot some of those people are located.
Yeah. Yeah, but their body is now attuned to that time, that place in Michigan. You know, I'm not saying you can't indulge every once in a while, but you want to try that Pareto principle. You want to try to do an 80-20 split on a lot of this stuff as best you can. I'm not saying go out of here, but folks, they are poisoning us in ways that are unimaginable. So I'm trying to use low mercury sources for the seafood that I eat. Like William said, sardines. I got a couple of cans down there. Man, I ate them all the time growing up, but I'm going to have to suck it up. Sardines, kippers. And I get all this stuff wild caught. I can't even believe what they charge for this stuff. And then I realized, you know what? I'd be better off just buying ocean-cost salmon right out of the case, cook the whole thing up. I'm money ahead just eating that. So I'm getting a lot of these sources from these natural places that I possibly can. So that's another way, you know, these vitamins, man, you don't know where this stuff has came from. If you can get as many of them from natural sources as close to you as possible in the garden, if you have to, the farmer's market, if it's reliable, find good, reliable places where you can get a lot of the minerals and vitamins you need.
Yeah, we know where those vitamins and minerals are coming from, and they're coming from waste stations. Hey, real quick, Dad, before I do my last one, David Zimmerman said, Billy, you say small steps, and that's great. What is one small step you took that yielded big results?
Okay, I'll tell you about the latest one, and I got to be careful about how I say this because the powers that shouldn't be right here on YouTube. I've talked about it recently, and I'm feeling like I went to thehumangarage.com. They do fascia work. I just completed yesterday the 28-day reset. Now, they have a hydration protocol, and if you go through their material, it's hard to find, but you will find it. That because of what they're dropping out of the sky, they basically, the barium, aluminum, and strontium, the barium, according to them, is tying up all of the silica in your body. So what they suggest is that you start off with a teaspoon of diatomaceous earth, allegedly, and then you work your way into two. At the same time, you could take in mineral-rich stuff like Irish sea moss, neither of which, of course, you know, grow by you. But you got to make exceptions when it comes to this stuff. Take some of this Irish sea moss, and that's where you're getting, it's got 92 minerals in there. And I got the stuff that's in gel form, but because I'm fasting, I'm taking the stuff that's in freeze-dried form. So if, according to them, that if you can take in the amount of silica that, of course, is being chelated out of you because of what they're doing, that the silica, I'm reading this book right now talking about all the cell salts. And if you don't have the silica on point, basically everything else is going to struggle. So if you're asking me about the biggest hack that I've done as of late, I feel like it's been putting that silica back in along with that Irish sea moss, because I'm seeing improvements in things that I didn't want to see before. So that's going to be my biggest one right there, son. Go ahead.
And you can get diatomaceous earth for pretty doggone cheap, like cheap enough for my wife to sprinkle it in the yard to get rid of fleas, like a 10-pound bag of it. So, and you can get it at, I think you can even get like food grade stuff at Tractor Supply if you want.
Yeah, that's where, that's exactly where I got it. Your mom and I have been taking it. And I'll tell you one thing I've noticed right off the bat, no matter how much I sweat, I do not stink. That's when I was reading this book about these cell salts, that was like one of the things they said that silica is really, really awesome for, because I don't wear deodorant. And I'm like, man, you know, I smell me at the end of the day. And yeah, all of a sudden, I'm telling you what, good night, man. No matter how much I sweat, and today's one of those days, no BO at all.
Wow. My last one is, and this is going to seem like an obvious one, but I've noticed it's something you have to catch yourself on every once in a while. Stop believing the mainstream and alternative news sources. Stop believing the stuff. Use it to kind of see what the enemy's up to, but stop believing it. Guess what? It's all lies. They're lying to you about everything. Like, and even when it doesn't serve them, they are lying to you about every little thing, or it's a distraction, or the whole thing could be made up, or you're hearing just like a small aspect of it and it's skewed and inaccurate and whatever. Now, most people think that because it's an alternative news source that it's automatically trustworthy. That's not the case either. I mean, most of the alternative news sources are completely controlled opposition. Like, to the point where I'm struggling to think of one that makes an income from it. I'm struggling to think of one that makes an income from it that isn't, to some extent, controlled opposition, at least on one topic. Can you think of any, Dad, that makes an income from it? Because there's your friend, the chiropractor over on the East Coast or on the east side of North Carolina. Obviously, he ain't in there. He ain't getting paid off to, you know, sell people lies or anything like that. But, like, okay.
If they got a big, big, big footprint, like people like Sean Ryan, I wouldn't trust him to, you know, save my life. There's a whole lot of them out there, but there's smaller ones that I know that are right on, like Dr. Ruby. You know, she's spot on, and she will call out anybody, including people that used to be her friends, man. If you're not toeing the line, bro, she's going to let you have it. But the bigger ones that seem to have a bigger, bigger footprint, those are the ones you got to watch out for. I agree.
I'm talking about the ones that are like the ones that are making an income, like their main income source is from doing the podcast or doing the alternative news, whatever it may be. You can't really believe any of them at this point. What you got to do is observe for yourself and put everything through the grammar, logic, and rhetoric, and determine whether or not it's a lie, whether it's honest, or whether it's true. And then also don't forget to ask yourself, is there anything that I can, like, does anything about my life change knowing this information? Is there anything that I can do about this? Or is this meaning, like, is this just a distraction to waste my time? Like the crap with the reflection pool at the Lincoln Memorial. I don't care about that. I don't care at all about that. I don't need any kind of updates about the reflecting pool or whatever destruction may or may not have happened, or lack of, quality of work from this contractor that Trump hired. See, I already know more than I should about this stupid reflecting pool. But don't let them waste your time. And definitely don't let them get you like up in arms about the wrong thing either. There's a lot of people who get far too emotional about what's being told on the news. And I would say they're mostly boomers too. And they're typically up at the gas station yapping with their other boomer friends about it.
Yeah. Hey, Alabama is asking for that sea moss. I would highly recommend that you go to the Human Garage and look at their, it's all free. They'll send you the hydration protocol because I don't want to put words in their mouth. Now, they give you options that if you have limited funds or whatever, that you can do this on a shoestring budget. But Donna Ray, boy, you're hitting it out of the park today. Says, yeah, you can use sea salt to max minerals. That's exactly what I do. But you even got to be careful about some of those. As of late, and part of what Dr. Will has figured out, that when this salt comes in the country, guess what, y'all? They irradiate it. They irradiate it. Salt of all things. So that's why I use his salt, which comes out of Guatemala and El Salvador, that's been brought up. Well, let me just say it this way. It hasn't been irradiated. I won't say how it gets here, but it hasn't been irradiated. And it's honestly some of the best tasting salt I think I've ever had. There's another salt out there, Baja Gold. That's a good one. I don't mess with any of the others out there. I know there's some good ones out there, but Baja Gold and Dr. Wills is what I use in terms of salt. And Don is absolutely right. That's a really good way to get it in there. And then honestly, you know, taking in way more salt. When I sweat like this, I'm taking in way more. But I'm telling y'all, son, I just thought about this when you were talking. You know what? You can't come across one of the problems that you come across in Asheville is that you walk across town and every person you pass smells like 30 miles of swamp.
Yep.
They stink and it's like a sacrament.
Yeah.
To see just how funky, and I know a lot of Satanists do that sort of thing. It's like some sacrament to see how nasty they can smell. If they're going to chemtrail anything over this city, man, maybe it ought to be silica to keep the funk down on these people. But y'all, I am telling you, that is one thing. I didn't realize it until I read this book. That, man, I was like, man, now that they said it, I've been taking this stuff. Man, I don't wear any deodorant. I don't stink at all. Not one bit. Son, y'all might want to try it. I'm telling you, this thing works like business. And I'm not using any deodorant at all.
I'm about to start dosing the water at jiu-jitsu with some doggone diatomaceous earth because I come back funky, and it ain't even my funk. It's somebody else's funk every single time. I'm the only one that takes a shower before that practice. I'm the only one. Everybody else showing up funky. I'm going to start putting diatomaceous earth in everybody's water or just make them take the pills.
Well, I guess that's the only chemtrail and I'll agree to. Man, we got so many awesome comments in the chat here, but I've yapped on far too long.
Hey, real quick, Dad, answer this one if you don't mind.
Yeah, what about Redmond salt? Yeah, to my understanding, I guess it's okay. It probably hasn't been irradiated because it's, you know, from local sources. I would be careful about their hydration mix. And I'm only saying this now. I like Redmond, you know, in terms of their salt. I like the clay. I've even consumed some of it before. Probably get back to doing that too. It works as a pretty good binder, especially when you're doing certain kind of fast. But anyway, I would be really, really cautious about their hydration mix because there are things in it that I might find questionable. I don't want to go torpedoing their business. I'm telling you, I don't drink it anymore. If I do anything like that, I make a homemade thing called, my buddy hooked me up with this stuff called, that he calls snake juice, and I'll have to break out that recipe. And it's basically a hydration thing. It has potassium chloride. It has a little bit of baking soda, has some salt. You can use Redmond's. Yeah. I don't see any problem with Redmond's. I'll have to get Dr. Will's opinion on that to find out for sure. I wonder if he's ever tested it. But I know the stuff he's given me came straight from the ocean and it's not been irradiated. So that's why I really love that stuff. All right. So, man, we went a little long on this one, but I think you understand why, folks. We live in crazy times. It started for losing my grip from the beginning. But you know what? On second thought, maybe I'm not. Maybe a kick in the pants is what we need. Till next time, stay alert.
Stay alive. I'm grooving with the truth, feeling anxious, who's got the answers, all we need to do, listen to the earth, they got us through. Let the seeds of the shame, watch the world spin, from the smallest sprout, to harmony begin, in the cycle of life, where the magic's alive, tune it to the feel the fire and thrive.
You know what they say, four wheels move the body, but two wheels move the soul.
Poetry, mate.
But don't think my motorcycle or my soul will be moving anytime soon. Got a flat tire.
Ah, that's all right. You ride with Geico Motorcycle Insurance and got their 24/7 emergency roadside service. They'll get you back on the road.
Ah, beautiful saying. You come up with that?
It's not a saying. It's a Geico Motorcycle policy.
Tomato, tomato.
It feels good to ride with help. It feels good to Geico. Emergency roadside service is optional coverage.